Good Friday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the podcast for a message from the American Public Transportation Association.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We've got a first in playbook. The Senate Leadership Fund is going up with a $1 million ad buy, opposing Senator Joe Donnelly of Indiana. The group is going up on TV, radio, and online with its Not Enough ad that criticizes the Indiana Democrat for his family's business outsourcing jobs to Mexico and serious workplace violations. And we've got some news about Virginia Republican Representative Tom Garrett. The member of the conservative House Freedom Caucus has racked up a five-figure tax debt with the IRS. Garrett disclosed on his financial disclosure form that he owes the IRS between $10,000 and $15,000 for taxes. Garrett didn't disclose any assets, and he revealed he had $290,000 in debt. He has two student loans and two home mortgages. Earlier this month, of course, Garrett announced he would not run again.
Republicans and Democrats united last night for the annual congressional baseball game for charity. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise returned to the field, but it wasn't enough for Republicans. Democrats beat the GOP 21-5. That's a drubbing. I personally think Republicans should blame Jason Wirth, the former national who was in the building last night. The highlight of the evening, Scalise threw out Raul Ruiz from his knees for the first out of the game. On the political front, the New York Times reports that Georgia Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle, a leading candidate in the state's governor's race, bought a condo in Atlanta a decade ago from a state lobbyist, seemingly at a discount.
And John Bresnahan, Capitol Hill bureau chief, takes a look at how former Representative Michael Grimm leveled a stunning charge against fellow Republican Dan Donovan in his New York primary, saying that Donovan offered to seek a presidential pardon for him if he would forgo running against him. Donovan has acknowledged raising pardoning Grimm to President Trump. Here's the latest on the IG report. The Washington Post is reporting that Trump allies are trying to seize on the DOJ report as a way to undercut Robert Mueller's probe, while Politico is up with a story on how Rudy Giuliani went on Fox News saying Mueller's probe should be suspended tomorrow.
A lot of Comey stories out there this morning. The New York Times is reporting that Comey often thought he knew best, and that might have hurt the FBI. Comey also used a personal email account to conduct some business just as he was overseeing the Hillary Clinton investigation. Behind the scenes, the Washington Post is reporting that President Trump nearly upended the North Korea summit. He was pushing to meet Kim Jong-un a day earlier than planned.
BuzzFeed is reporting that Trump told the G7 leaders that Crimea is Russian because everyone speaks Russian in Crimea. And there are more stories out on West Wing staff upheaval. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Mark Short, Trump's top congressional liaison, told Chief of Staff John Kelly that he is likely to leave soon. And Kelly Love in the White House press office is also expected to leave, Bloomberg is reporting. She's expected to go to the Department of Energy.
On the potential trade war front, the AP is reporting that Trump is planning to announce tough tariffs on China, including at least $35 to $45 billion on Chinese imports. Gary Cohn, who was opposed to Trump's trade position, spoke at a Washington Post event where he said a trade war could wipe out the benefits of the Republican tax law.
In the juice, we've got a first in playbook. Longtime Democratic operative Karen Finney is joining the DNC as a senior advisor for the 2018 and 2020 election cycles. This isn't Finney's first DNC stint. She previously served as DNC communications director. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
Public transportation moves our whole economy forward. Every dollar we invest generates $4 in returns. So the money Congress has already budgeted will have a lasting positive impact. But it's just a start. To restore and modernize our public transit's aging infrastructure, we need to address the $90 billion backlog of projects. Congress, let's build on the investments in the 2019 budget. Stronger public transit makes a stronger America. Paid for by the American Public Transportation Association.